Fireborn by Nick Kine, performed by Toby Longworth. Though it was forbidden, Evangeline ran through the Chapel of Divine Sanctuary. She ran as if the hounds of chaos were behind her. Votive candles lit the way through one of the transepts of remembrance, guttering faintly as she swept by. Statues of martyred saints glared at her disapprovingly from shaded alcoves. As she passed through the holy narthex, Evangeline was trying to piece together what she'd seen. Her sandaled feet rapping on the cold convent floor, louder than incendiary blasts in the silence, muddled her thoughts. Blood. She'd seen blood, like red rain coming from the sky. All shall bleed, the voices had said. Skulls for the throne of. The last part made her dizzy. She smelled oil, tasted iron, and heard the distant hum of machinery, though the convent was quiet as the void. In the devotional gallery, she found Father Lumion.
My child, what in the Emperor's name is wrong?
The breathless specimen, a waif of a girl in pale, unadorned robes, could only pant. Father Lumion, officious in his priestly vestments, drifted from behind his blackwood desk. He'd been laboring over parchments and data slates, a mechanized lexicanum savant scribing his dictations with a neuroquill. Sublimation of native belief cultures into the auspices of the Imperial Creed. It was heavy work, gratefully postponed, even for a devoted man like Father Lumion. Dismissing a pair of cyborganic cherubs who had descended on angelic wings to investigate the sudden fuss, he came before Evangeline and gently lifted her chin.
Be at peace.
Evangeline's frenzy lessened to an insistent ache.
And tell me what the matter is.
The sister hospitaller had tears in her eyes and a tremor in her body. An answer wasn't forthcoming.
Come with me.
Father Lumion led her slowly to an ornate balcony, which looked out over all of Sepulchre IV. Chapels and cathedra stretched into the distance. Castellated bell towers touched the heavens. Pilgrims marched over chasms spanning ornate bridges, and fluttering cherub servitors flocked the skies. Armies of the righteous, adepts of the ecclesiarchy, and its most zealous defenders populated this shrine world. The sight of it gladdened Father Lumion whenever he beheld it. Sister Evangeline's reaction was not as beatific. She wept and shook and looked away, pointing to the sky. When Father Lumion followed her gesture, he noticed Sepulchre's sun. It was red, where once it had been yellow. It was red and drenched the pale stone of the cathedrals, so they looked as if they'd been fashioned from incarnadine bone.
What did you see?
He seized Evangeline by the shoulder. He was hurting her and knew it.
Tell me now!
Their eyes met, Evangeline's full of fear and foreboding, Father Lumion's red-ringed and fervent.
What had she seen in the dark of the abyss? Why was the sky bleeding?
She confessed everything. Pinching her under the arm to keep her close, Father Lumion hurried Evangeline through the quiet corridors of the convent bastion. Their passage was met by furtive glances from the other sister hospitallers of the Order of the Inner Sanctum. Some carried votive candles or pungent censer burners. They kept their eyes low, but were obviously dismayed that one of their order, even a lowly novitiate, was being led off so urgently. Lumion bustled past them, scarcely stopping as he activated gilded blast doors and mechanized arch gates. Artifact chambers, reliquary vaults, beautifully illuminated vaulted ceilings, and finely sculptured columns went by in a blur of insignificance. Father Lumion ignored them all. He said nothing, only frowned with the furrowed expression of a man who'd asked and received an answer he wished to return. He half-glanced at Evangeline. Her face was the color of ash. Within the order, it was unprecedented. Slowly, the religious austerity of the convent bastion gave way to military functionality. Slab-like walls of gunmetal grey rose around them like bulkheads. Steam-stamped barrack markings and warning chevrons provided direction. The distant ring of combat training became a muffled refrain to their softer footfalls. Evangeline had only ever roamed in the Chapel of Divine Sanctuary and its annexes that included her dormitory. She had never been to this part of the sprawling convent bastion. It was cold and harsh. Percussive weapons fire from some distant armory hurt her ears. The clash of blades sent unpleasant jolts down her spine. Father Lumion sensed her reluctance to proceed and had to march Evangeline the rest of the way. At the end of a long, stark corridor, their journey ended. Before them, a single figure stood silhouetted in the light from overhead loom globes. She had the cut and form of a crusader. Her robes were red to resemble the blood of martyrs running in her veins. Her silver helm occluded her face completely, though her stance suggested it was severe beneath the mailed mask. One gauntleted fist gripped a vast crusader shield, almost the size of her entire body. Only with the augmented strength from her armor, which was also swathed with purity seals, devotional chains, and holy parchments, could she wield it. The same was true of the crusader sword in her other hand. Its blade was etched with tiny inscriptions and crackled with energy from an unseen source. Father Lumion found it leveled at him when he approached her. He held up the Aquila icon, suspended around his neck by a string of pearls. Each one had been fashioned from a saint's knuckle bone. It was a potent symbol and the staff of his office.
In the Emperor's name, I must speak with Canoness Ignatia immediately. It is a dire matter.
The slightest inclination of the formidable crusader's head suggested she noticed Evangeline cowering beside Father Lumion. The warrior didn't move, and for a moment the venerable priest feared she might strike them both down. At a silent command, the blast doors behind the crusader broke open, as if cracked by a bolt of invisible lightning. Lowering her sword, she backed off into the escaping pressure mist. Wiping his brow with his sleeve, already knowing there'd be more grey in his temples come the morning, Father Lumion started to drag Evangeline through after him. The scream of warning klaxons brought them both to an abrupt halt. The convent bastion was on sudden alert.
It's already here.
Heavy-booted feet were hammering down the corridor towards them. Canoness Ignatia was marshalling her troops. Sepulchre 4 was under attack.